The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Over 30 years on the air talking about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And our producer, Ron Savage, is standing by to take your phone call. If you'd like to enter the muzzleloader contest, we're giving away a beautiful CVA muzzleloader, CVA.com. Take a look at the website and check out all the models. Go to your local dealer. Make sure you choose CVA as your muzzleloader brand, even though others on our station and on this show provide other brands as well. And we would, you know, ask you to make an informed choice. But CVA is my choice, just so you know. The folks there are great and just like dealing with them. So on a national level, I like that. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. By the way, Fran, if you're still listening, Robin says, hey. And, you know, we always love hearing from Fran, as we like hearing from all of our listeners. And we run into listeners all the time, all over the state. No matter where we go, we run into people that have heard the show, listen to the show. And we're very popular on the Eastern Shore, Ron. You know that? Speaking of which, our illustrious engineer for WCBM was at the house the other day. I believe Thursday, and installed a little piece of equipment. And what that little piece of equipment will do is allow Robin and I to broadcast from home rather than make the trip across the Bay Bridge each Saturday morning. So rather than getting up at 2:30, leaving the house at 3, I can get up at 4:30, make a pot of coffee, walk into my back room and sit down on our couch if I want to with Robin. We both have our headphones and microphones, and we can plug into the Comrex unit and via modern technology communicate with the station and talk to Chris or whoever happens to be there that morning, here that morning as a producer, communicate with him and be able to broadcast right from our home. We are so looking forward to this. It has been much anticipated, much desired for quite a while, and we'll get our weekends back. So I'm really, really happy about that. Robin and I are really, really happy about that. So that's all good. Okay, this week, I pulled a bear tag. I was lucky enough to win the bear lottery for the fourth time. Won in 2005, 2010. Hunted in Garrett County 2005, 2010. Scored on a bear in 2015. 2 years ago in 2017, hunted with Laura, my air quote adopted daughter from Frederick. And Laura and I hunted in Frederick County. On a piece of property. We returned to that property this year because now Laura is my sub-permittee, returning the favor. But I did get an invitation from a fella in Emmitsburg where our buddy Chuck hunts and took that deer last night to come and, hunt bear on his property, which was a very generous offer. Unfortunately, it came after the sub-permittee stuff was already done. So, I could have reached out to Chuck or Bob or one of those fellows. But there have been five bears spotted on that property. Four bears. A very large bear, a medium-sized bear, and a sow with a cub recently. So, and Chuck has pictures of bears on his trail camera, 10 yards from his stand, which he's got a picture of the top of the head and the ears, which means that the bear looked right at the camera when the camera went off. That's how close, like taking a selfie, 4 inches away. So, I went to Bob's first, the Emmitsburg property, went up there. And Bob and I walked to the trail, a couple trails, and I said, Bob, do you have any pokeberry bushes on your property? No, I don't think so. And then we got into a whole bunch of pokeberries where the bears had walked through. And what bears will do, they'll nip them off the ends like a deer will do, but they'll also crush them, And so we found places where the bear had just plowed through the pokeberries and plowed through the raspberry briars and all that type of thing. We found places where bears had bedded. We found tracks. So we know kind of where they're running, and Bob has seen them. He knows how they move on the property, and he was telling me they'd come off the knob and they run down through here and behind his house. So I picked out one stand location where I can take my climber. And then he said, come on. Get in the Jeep, so we go down to the trail that goes, actually road, kind of a logging road that goes past Chuck's ground blind, and we parked about 200 yards past that, and I picked out another spot, again, plenty of sign, very, very bear-y looking, B-E-A-R-Y, it looked like bears would live there, and they do. So that was wonderful, and got the permission slip signed by Bob, and everything was happy there. Then I left Emmitsburg and went to Frederick and rode with Laura over to Myersville. Myersville is not far off of the Frederick watershed, the property of Myersville address. And I think that's 23 acres. And this is where we had the landowner had problem bears 2 years ago. And has expanded his property to, I think, 23 acres now. Laura was out there checking out the new property this summer and had a bear walk down the road and then walk right into the property. So we know the bears live there too, or at least pass through. So we started where we left off 2 years ago. We looked at that location and we put a trail camera there. And then we headed down to the new piece of property, which is very rugged and loaded with pokeberries. Not a lot of oaks on that property. But again, we could see where the bears had crushed down the pokeberries, had eaten them, had stripped some of the vines off and that type of thing. We found some scat. We found, very much evidence of bears in the area. So we set up a ground blind right in the middle of pokeberry bush and put a trail camera there, and in another location we put a trail camera. So we know that we'll capture something. Very pleasant landowners there, and we just got permission slip signed there as well. And so we'll be back there the 21st, first day of bear season. So I'm looking forward to that. So done some walking this week, no question about that. Let's talk to Joe. He's over there on Route 50. Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Fine. Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
Well, I'm heading down to Blackwater for the week, trying to get some hunting in.
Yeah.
Crabbing with it.
Good for you.
The story you had at the beginning of your show really got me excited to get in the woods.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad to hear it. To me anymore... it used to be all about taking the deer and getting the deer. Then it got to be getting the buck. And then it got to be getting the bigger buck. And then it got to be, I've never taken one with a 30-30. I've got a pre-64 30-30 that was built the same year I was born. So let's shoot a deer with that. And then it was, okay, so I bought this gun off a fellow who passed away. It's another pre-64 Winchester 32 special. I want to shoot a deer for him. him with his gun to show him that I just didn't buy the gun and not use it, you know. So I did that. And then it got to be, well, can I get one with a crossbow? Can I get one with a recurve? Can I get one with a compound? Can I, you know, and it's about the pursuit. It's not necessarily about, you know, killing it, killing the animal. And now anymore, it's like, can I fool the deer and will, can I fool a deer to the point where I can kill it with the weapon that I have in my hand and not kill it? That's a successful hunt to me.
And also, would I enjoy being in the woods? If you don't, like you say, I don't mind not killing
right.
an animal every single time, but the nature that you see, I mean, things that you wouldn't normally see.
Oh my gosh. No kidding. No
it's
kidding.
Everything.
Yeah.
Hawks, hidden birds and chipmunks
yep.
and
I had
stuff
a,
like that.
I had a clapper rail walk out in front of a sika deer last year.
Huh.
In the marsh. A rail bird. Very reclusive bird. They call them marsh hens. Okay?
Huh.
Yeah. They're about the size of a chicken. And this bird walked out, you know, across one of the shooting lanes in the water, and there's a sika deer standing there, and I'm watching the sika deer, and I got to take a picture of them together in the same frame.
Yeah, see, that's awesome.
I got a video last night of a spike buck chasing the two does around, or the two hinds around the feeding platform. Okay? I got to observe the fact, and I've never seen it before, of a sika hind in heat with her tail straight out like a whitetail. I'd not seen that before.
Oh, they usually flare.
Yeah, well, I didn't get a flare last night. I got deer bound off, but I didn't get that. I've seen that rump flare. You know, that's pretty wild. But no, I didn't see that. I've seen it in the past, but I didn't see it last night. These deer were calm. These deer didn't up to a point. They didn't, you know, they didn't know I was there and they didn't care. And
yeah. So right, what are they doing exactly? Is it winding down for the second?
No, it's starting up. It's cranking up.
Oh, it's just starting.
It's not anywhere near peak, but it is getting. It's getting pretty hot right now. There were two fellas down there hunted state land, and they said they're screaming. I mean, when I say screaming, they're bugling at night.
Right.
One of the guys, and we didn't. I only heard one bugle last night, which was unusual. There's usually several on the place, but at night, you know, they go crazy. But the one fella said he said there were three. He must have heard four or five different ones, and they were what was the word that he used? They were whining, moaning. They were growling back and forth, you know, and they were getting in that, you know, trash talk mode with each other, you know. That not necessarily the challenge bugle like they've been doing, but he said he did some cow calling, or you know, like using a diaphragm call. He did some, I guess you would call it hind calling,
right?
And he attracted a 5-point, real tall 5-point within 17 yards, but he said it was behind the frag and he couldn't get a quite get a shot at it. And he said it stopped in the frag and looked around just like an elk. He said he came stomping in there looking for the hind, but didn't see one, and then just got real cautious. And
yeah, I use this ball. It's a dog's toy. I squeeze it, I hold my thumb over the little hole, and I let it go real slow, and it sounds just like the hind.
Really?
Yeah, it works, and it works, too.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
I'm telling you.
A dog ball, like one of those orange dog balls, squeak toy.
Yep, it's orange, yep.
Oh, boy.
Got different size, big one than a medium one. I use the medium.
Hey, Robin, hope you're listening. We're going to Petco.
But last year, I got a nice 2x2 with like 6-foot, 6-inch front hooks on it.
Nice.
With my crossbow. That was my first stag.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
And, this year, I'll hopefully go a little higher or just enjoy the hunt.
Well, I've already told the landowner, I said, you know, I've taken a 5-point in 2016. I shot another 5-point kinda, you know, last year. They require you to have a branched antler on the property. No spikes. If you want a hind to eat, you can kill one on the property. So I said to the landowner, you know, I'm not taking any more young ones. You know, it's got to be a mature stag.
Right.
Whether it's a 4-point, a 5-point, or a 6-point, but no more youngish, you know. I don't need another mediocre rack.
Well, yeah, let them grow.
And, you know, I'm gonna let him. If a you know short 5-point walks in, he's got to pass.
And that's what I do with the whitetail too.
It's all about.
I used to shoot pretty much every buck, you know.
Yeah.
Legally, I could.
And now, you know what? If that's what you want to do, that's your choice.
Right. Well, true. But I mean, for me, that's just for me. Now, if I see a small 6 or a small 8, I let them walk.
Sure.
Next year, they might be a little bigger.
Yep, exactly right.
So. Well, I appreciate the conversation.
All right, Joe, we'll appreciate the call. And if you get a nice one, send me a picture. Even send me a picture of that 4-point if you want. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay, sure. I got a European stall mount with it.
Nice.
It looks real nice.
Yeah. Cool, buddy. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
See you, Joe. Bye-bye. Rick and Glen Burnie, how you doing, Rick?
Good morning, Alan.
Sorry for the wait. How you doing?
Good. I'm out here driving around, working again.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, I was wondering, can you advertise a weapon on your show?
Advertise? You mean as to sell it?
Yeah.
You want to sell your shotgun?
No. That guy took it wrong. I need a shotgun because this is a shotgun county.
Oh, I see.
And run to Montgomery and all that.
Okay.
You know? So what I got is a 270 I need to get rid of. I need to get me a shotgun.
Ah, so you want to trade?
Right.
Trade or sell. Trade or sell. What kind of 270 is it? Tell me about it.
It's a Marlin 270. It would do a camel stock, you know, bolt action.
What's the brand? What's the brand?
Marlin
270. Okay.
Yeah, it's about 5 years old.
Okay.
Of course, in 5 years, you don't get to fire.
Right, bolt action Marlin. And do you have a scope on it?
No.
Okay. Open sights Marlin, camo stock 270.
You need the scope because it doesn't have the barrel sight.
Right. What's the model?
270?
No, I mean the model.
Marlin?
Model.
Is that the model, Marlin?
No, Marlin is the brand. What model is it?
Oh, Jesus. You know, I didn't really look into that.
All right. Well, Ron's got your name, right?
Yes.
He's got your name. So call back when you look on the barrel and get the model number or find out what the model number, or, you know, not the model, what the model is. I'm sure I can look online, but I just don't have time at the moment. But right. It's a Marlin 270. Bolt action, and you want to trade that on a shotgun. Do you have a preference on the shotgun, a pump, a single shot? What are you looking for?
Well, I guess a pump or a single, it don't matter. It always just has a good rifle barrel on it.
Okay.
You know.
12 or 20?
Or I could just sell it straight out.
12 or 20?
12 or 20 doesn't really matter with this slug.
Right, you're right. Okay. All right. We got it. We'll put it out there. We'll see if we got anybody that has something to sell.
Can I probably put a price on that gun?
Sure.
$350 or best offer. I think it's a good price for the gun.
$350 OBO. All right, buddy. Sounds good.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day, buddy.
All right, Rick. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we can do that. All right. Wow, we got some business to do here. So we do. Right, Ron, you ready to catch up?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Now, I mentioned earlier that they do sell muzzleloaders, and we want to make sure that if you're in the muzzleloader business, you want to, or you know, you're looking for one, you want to stop by Clyde Sports Shop because they carry Thompson Center. Okay, Thompson Center muzzleloaders. They do have the Triumph Bone Collector. Now, I own a Triumph. I like it. It shoots very, very well. They have the Economy Model Impact, which is good. They have the Encore now. They have the new Strike from Thompson Center. And they have the Pro Hunter FX. All those are Thompson Center brand muzzleloaders, and they are available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. They have firearms full-line Browning dealer, all the ammo. They've got licenses. They've got gunsmithing and scope mounting. And this is usually where I buy my scopes at Clyde Sports Shop because they have good prices. They have everything for the hunter. Complete selection of muzzle-loading equipment, powder, pellets, bullets, cleaning supplies, and accessories. All at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just on Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108. For Clyde's, and their website is clydessports.com, two S's in the middle, and you'll be glad you did. Now, let's switch to the Eastern Shore. Let's go to Chesapeake Outdoors, another Thompson Center dealer, but they also sell CVA. I love my CVA, and you can pick one up at Chesapeake Outdoors, along with an entire wall full of accessories, whatever you need. They've got for all those brands of muzzle loaders, cleaning supplies and powder and pellets and all that stuff, bullets and sabots and, you know, all right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. They also sell, you know, regular firearms and ammunition by Remington and others. Vertex, Matthews Compound Bow, which is the newest one, is the Vertex. They've got the Mission Crossbows, the Raven Crossbows, 10-point Excalibur Carbon Express Barnett, custom arrows, bow tuning accessories, camouflage for all season, everything you need for waterfowl, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers. Oh, I'm running out of stuff, running out of voice, all the stuff they've got, and a complete fishing selection and crabbing. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. 20% off all tree stands, climbers, lock-ons, and ladders, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there on Kent Island. Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steel. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's gone squeezing. Ooh, white lightning.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, we're back, and I hope you enjoyed those commercials. You know, I visit our sponsors just about every month, every couple of weeks, actually. And I was out at Battery Warehouse the other day and picked up some batteries for some trail cameras. I tell you what, they've got some great prices on some great batteries. They really, really do. They've got these little 2032 coin batteries that I use in my scopes, my red dot scopes from Leupold. They've got the double A's that you put in your trail cameras. They got the C batteries. They come in the, it's not a giant, well advertised brand. It's not, you know, something you're going to see on TV, but you get a box for like 10 bucks, you know, 24 batteries for 10 bucks. And it's, you know, it's 30 at the discount store. So, you know, that's why I like going to Battery Warehouse for that kind of stuff. And they've got a great selection of Nebo products as well, which are the flashlights, the rechargeable flashlights. They've got some pretty cool knives. They got a knife I don't know if it's a flashlight that has a knife blade or a knife that has a flashlight with it, rechargeable, or actually it's charges your phone with this little flashlight knife combination. It's a nice knife. I'd use it to dress out a deer. So check it all out at Battery Warehouse and tell them you heard about it on the Outdoors and Radio Show, especially one in Eldersburg. So, all right, we are waiting some callers. So we have a last half of the second hour left here to take some calls. If you want to enter the muzzleloader contest, you can do so. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. All you got to do is leave your name and number and go on the air with me and say hi, and you know, we'll put you in the contest. No question at all. So, and at the end of the month, then we'll hopefully draw your name out of the hat, and you know, you win a brand new CVA muzzleloader. There you go. There we go. Alice in Catonsville. Good morning, Alice. How you doing? Hello, Alice. Hello. What happened to Alice? Yeah, that's what I'm on. Alice, you there? Hello, Alice. Come in, Alice. Hello, Alice. 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 Testing. Okay. Don't know what happened there, Alice. Thank you, though. Hi, Alice.
Picked the wrong line.
Well, I'm punching the button that it's showing me your name. I'm punching line one. You're on line two. So
that's okay.
All right. How you doing?
I'll make mistakes. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
I didn't make the mistake. Just saying.
So. Well, not this time.
No. Wait. Alice, I'm going to dump you. You're being mean to the host.
Oh, you can take it. You're fine.
All right.
Anyway.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to tell you I'm excited that you'll be broadcasting out of your home pretty soon.
That's yeah, me awesome. Too. Me too.
Well, I'll have to come to your house and have donuts.
You can do that. Yeah, you can do that. I'll have to have them delivered to the studio. So.
Yeah. So I should have done that years ago. But you know me, I've been trying to sleep in on Saturday morning. So I'm sorry I've been missing your show, but I love your show. I got up early this morning, and it was nice to hear you. So I'm just excited about. I missed your story, so I'll have to like listen to your podcast or something.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. And that's available. It's available on the WCBM. Website for a while, and then we put it up on our website, ellisoutdoors.com, as well. So.
Right. And I was excited about the, what was the product that you said was in the yellow can?
Oh, Sawyer's.
Sawyer's.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, yellow and black. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Permethrin.
I don't know if you remember, but I told you I have five boys.
Yes, I do.
My oldest now is 28. And he works for Northrop Grumman. He's out west now. And then,
cool.
Yeah, and then I have a 24-year-old, and he's working at a car dealership. And then I have my 21-year-old. He's studying accounting in school. And then I've got my 17-year-old. He's working on his Eagle project right now.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah, he's going to probably be an engineer. Just the way he's
sounds like it. Yeah. Out.
And then I've got my 13-year-old. I still don't know what I'm going to do with him. He hasn't picked.
Hey, he's 13. You shouldn't know what he's going to do yet.
Yeah, but you know how they get. I put him all up through Cub Scouts and all up through Boy Scouts, and I really, really thought I'm going to get them involved with you and hunting parties and all that kind of stuff, and it just hasn't happened, and it just makes me sad. But anyway, I would
you
love
gotta,
for them.
You got to have a mentor.
Right. So how much do you charge? Or who do
I don't charge anything to mentor, but it's, you know, you've got to get somewhere to be able to hunt and, you know, that
right.
type of thing. But, you know, get them involved in the hunter safety education course.
Right.
And that's step number one. And, you know, you can network with people there as well. There is a program through the National Wild Turkey Federation here in Maryland, and those fellows are great. There are some mentored hunts out there on Blackwater that the Turkey Federation sponsors and so forth, and that, not just turkey hunts but deer hunts as well. So those are the kind of things that, you know, you can try with me. You know, I mentored my grandson. I mentored my adopted daughter, and you know, they both turned out pretty darn good. So,
yeah.
But
well, you're awesome.
I don't know about awesome, but you know,
so
I do what I can. I do what I can. What's that?
Blackwater. The only Blackwater I know of is in West Virginia.
No, Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge.
Blackwater National Wildlife.
Yes, it's thousands and thousands and thousands of acres on Maryland's eastern shore, primarily
wow.
in Dorchester County.
Okay.
Okay.
Refuge. Okay.
Send me an email, and I'll send you the contact for National Wild Turkey Federation. Okay. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
Got it?
That's good. Yep, you're a doll.
Thanks, Ellis.
Thank you.
See
you. I'll call the next time I'm up early on Saturday morning.
That works for me. Thanks.
Not often. Sorry.
All righty.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there she goes, whatever line she was on. Captain Don, how are you doing, Captain Don?
Oh, I'm waiting for the wind to die down and the water to calm down.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, they say the front may be moving north, so hopefully it'll give us a little bit of respite here so we can get out and throw the line out a little bit.
Yeah, I hear you. It's been bumpy out there, no question about it. So it was a little windy last night, but then it died down. It didn't stop the deer from moving, but it stopped everything else. And even Friday a week ago when I was out in that 20-25 northwest wind, the deer were still moving. So, I mean,
yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, one of the most common terms you would hear in deer season when somebody wouldn't see anything. Did you see any deer? Did you get a deer? Here's our conversation. How's your deer season? Oh, not bad. Did you get one? No, not yet. Did you go last Saturday? Yeah, we went. What happened? Deer weren't out. Okay. Where were they if they weren't out?
They weren't.
In other words, you weren't in viewing proximity of the deer that live outside. What do you mean they weren't out? Deer weren't out. Never heard that term?
No. I'm a city kid.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess so. Well, Western Pennsylvania was very common. Hey, they weren't out today. Where were they? Did they all go to the shelter today? You know. So anyway.
I'm leaving the doctor's office Wednesday early. And I was going to the car and I heard a commotion. I looked across the parking lot and there was a buck chasing a doe.
No kidding. No
yeah.
kidding.
I would say in open daylight too.
Yeah.
They were out.
Yeah, they're out.
In Annapolis.
It's a little early for the rut, but I'm seeing scrapes. The trail I walked in Emmitsburg the other day, walked up this one trail, and there were three scrapes in a row. And it was like, wow, this is pretty cool. So, you know, but it's a little sporadic because I'm not seeing that kind of behavior everywhere. And even the sick of deer rut, that should be in full-blown swing right now. That usually kicks off with the new moon in October. And I'm guessing there's some areas where they're seeing, you know, I did see that spike chasing that doe last night, but we're not hearing the bugling in the daytime, which that's when you know it's really rocking and rolling, when you can hear them, you know, in full daylight bugling. So they're doing it at night, but not in the daytime yet. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah, but wow, whitetail buck chasing a doe. I bet she wasn't having any of it, though. She was probably trotting out of there.
She was.
Yeah.
She was running.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll chase them like crazy. So, but it's getting to be time. It's getting to be time. So early muzzleloader is probably going to be pretty good. So.
There you go. Oh, I entered the contest, and
well, good.
Your call screener was, I guess he's a producer. He was very interesting to speak to, very high energy.
Oh, yeah, Ron. Yeah. Ron's a longshoreman. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. One other thing. I was over in Eastern Shore Dominion. Picked up some soft crabs about 2 weeks ago, and I can't remember the name of the I guess it's a company, but it's an old family operation. Do you remember that name? Because I was just trying to remember it, and I couldn't remember. Dominion.
The town of Dominion?
Yeah, it's in Dominion, and it's all the way kind of at the end.
Yeah. What?
Something like Ringgold?
Yeah, it's probably Ringgold family. I think, I'm not sure if that's the family we did an article on a few years ago in the Crab Magazine or not, but back that way, there's a few people in that business for sure, soft crabs and peelers.
Yeah.
Yep. Sounds good. All right, buddy.
Take care.
Thanks.
Be safe.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye. All right. Now we got Mark in Towson, if you're really there on line one.
Yes, I really am on line one.
Amazing. How you doing?
Good. Congratulations on the home broadcast.
I'm going to enjoy that. I mean, it's a unit. It's not complicated. It's the size of not even as big as a laptop. It's just like a little.
Really?
Yeah. It's just. I mean, it's amazing, this little machine. And you plug the wireless into the TV box, basically into the router booster. And you plug it into the machine, you plug the power source in, so there's two inlets and outlets like that, and then the microphones go in either side. We've got the headsets with the microphone that's attached to the headset in front of your mouth, and this little chunk of expensive machinery there.
Wow.
And if we want to take it on the road, we can use Robin's hotspot on her phone or my hotspot on my phone. It is amazing. Technology is unbelievable. So
it'll be a real life change for you.
It'll give me my Saturdays back.
Yeah.
After 30 some years. Well, you know, the first 26 of those years was 10 minutes away from the house. You know, drive across Old Court Road and come to the studio. Tried to say that. Combine that in one word. Didn't work. But it was, that was easy. But when from the Eastern Shore, you're an hour and a half. So, that kills my Saturday, getting up at 2 o'clock.
Dominates the day.
Yeah. By the time I get, do a little work over here and get back over, I'm exhausted. The day's shot. And then, Saturday's evenings are just kind of, So
just recovery.
Yeah, well, Sunday's recovery, but yeah, you're right. So
no, really. I mean, look, all right. It's not so easy on the audience either.
I hear you.
That's pretty funny. People ask me, when do you get up in the morning? Oh, I get up on 6, except on Saturday. I get up at 5.
Why?
Yeah, and then by midday, I'm ready to fall over. I'm not a young man.
I hear you. Neither am I. Neither am I. I did fall last night coming out of the woods. I had the crossbow on the shoulder, my pack, and I got my flashlight. And I stepped in a hole on the road. I don't know what made it. I don't know if it's just, washed out, if the fox did it or something, some other critter. But I stepped in a hole that I saw on the way in but didn't remember where it was on the way out. And I'm shining the flashlight ahead of me. And I missed it, and I stepped in it with my left foot, and I did this little pirouette and dance to the right, and I thought, oh, I made it. I didn't fall. And then my right foot went over the side of the ditch in the phragmitis and went down on my left knee. And I'm like, okay. The crossbow went, you know, somewhere. And I said, okay, I'm fine.
Are you?
I think. Yeah. I mean, I hurt my knee, but, I'm just kind of kneeling there, and I'm like, okay, let's take everything into account here. You fell. Check the knee. There's no more pain there. I mean, it's painful, but it doesn't feel like there's anything not moving, not working, you know. And, boy, I'll tell you, by the time I went to bed last night, the hips hurt, the knee hurt, you know, the back hurt. And like, man, I did a little dance, but I'm not sure if I should have just gone straight down.
Wow.
I twisted everything. But you know what? I'll shoot the crossbow and get it back on. I don't think I bumped it or hurt it or anything. But, you know, anytime you drop any piece of equipment that, you know, you need to have to be accurate, you need to reshoot it and check it again,
sure.
You know, so that's what I'm going to do. So, but we'll see how that all works out. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, you walk out in the dark, it's a danger you take, you know. So.
Yeah, it is. And it's a lot darker later than it used to be.
There was a full moon out last night, Mark. So I don't know what you meant by that exactly.
Well, it gets darker later.
Oh.
Earlier in the afternoon.
Oh, early in the afternoon. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not talking about any metaphors or anything.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about very physical.
I thought maybe you were talking about my vision was failing or something like that.
And 2 months ago, it was bright out.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's still kind of
dark. I see. I got you. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Natural process.
Yeah. So you wanted to talk about snakeheads?
Yeah, there was a fascinating segment of last week's show where your guest was mentioning a chef, Paul Prudhomme.
Paul Prudhomme. Yeah, but that wasn't snakeheads.
Who put red drum on the menu?
Red drum. Blackened redfish.
Okay, and it became so popular that...
Endangered.
It's been fished out. It's put under the species under a great deal of pressure, and I realized... I had one of these aha moments, and I said, all these years I've been thinking about calling it Chesapeake Roundtail and all kinds of things, which I do believe would be a big improvement. After all, how many people really would like Orange Ruffy if they knew what it was called in its native
exactly
land, which is extremely unappealing.
Yeah, it's. I don't want to know. You can tell us. Please tell us.
Okay, it's called Slimehead.
Slimehead, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
It tastes just as good.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful eating, but
or horse mackerel.
People,
horse mackerel.
How many? Right. Now named tuna.
Yeah.
How many people would eat that stuff if they knew?
That's right.
So, changing the name is, I think, important. But I realize we're working from the wrong end.
Right.
We're talking about the retail demand, and actually. What we need is a chef like Paul Prudhomme to put it on the menu, make it popular under an appealing name.
Exactly.
And then the demand will take care of itself.
Yep. Oh, by the way.
Using the black and redfish model that you find a prominent chef who creates the demand, who makes it something desirable. And then don't worry about the retail. It'll take care of itself.
Exactly. I think I'll call Bobby Flay. I've got his cell number here and see what he has to say about that. Or maybe Guy Fieri.
Well, this is a problem with the solution. It's just a matter of finding the person, the mechanism to implement that. And I realized I really had an epiphany listening last week when I said, well, that's how you do it.
Yep.
You get a prominent chef. And then it will spread to other restaurants, and people will like it.
Exactly. I like your thinking, man. I like your thinking. So, all right, Mr. Mark, we got to move along. Thank you, buddy.
Have a great week.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Who's this caller, Ron?
Well, that's the captain. He has a special question for you.
Oh, the captain is back. Okay, this is the captain and has a big question. Captain, this is Alan. Alan, this is Captain Alan to Captain James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. What is your question?
My question is, I'm on the shores of Back River, and we have I can't believe it. The last time we had a high tide like Isabel, we got it today. And I was wondering, would you have any idea? I know in Ocean City, the Route 50 has water over the road. Now, I was wondering, no storms, no wind. I was wondering why.
Full moon.
Just a curious
full moon.
Question.
Full moon.
What's that?
Full moon. It's the full moon. That's what makes tides. The gravitational.
I know it makes it high and low. Pull, 14 hours.
Yes, exactly right. Yes. The moon is close to the Earth and is causing a higher tide than usual.
It seems odd, you know, it just. Because I had a lot of water drawn Isabel around my house.
Right.
And my basement was below the water, but we were lucky and good Lord took care of us and we didn't get any
damage. That's right.
Damage, so.
Yep.
Well, Alan, that's all the question. It's that 87-year-old guy down in Essex, Frank.
Yeah.
I like talking to you anyhow.
I appreciate it, buddy, very much.
Well, we used to, when we first moved here, my dad, 1927.
Yeah.
We had a swamp out there, and it was abundance of muskrat houses. We used to trap muskrats.
Sure.
And I used to skin them, and, you know.
Got it.
Yeah, so it was the good old days. So,
well, tell you what, I'm sorry you were on hold for so long, but do call me back a little earlier next time, and we'll chat longer, okay?
Okay, you have a good day.
You too. Thanks, buddy.
And you and your family, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate
it. God bless you guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. They're a full-line Browning dealer, and if just in time for muzzleloader season, if you need to replace your muzzleloader, take a look at what they've got from Thompson Center. If you're looking for a high-quality firearm, look at the X-Bolt bolt-action rifle. Look at the Hell's Canyon in three different models, Speed, Long Range, and Macmillan. If you're looking for an economy high bolt-action rifle, it would be the Browning AB3 Hunter. Comes in a variety of cartridges, comes with a factory-installed Nikon scope, and you will enjoy it. If you're looking for a pump-action shotgun, I recommend the BPS Pump from Browning. Comes in 410, 20, 12, and 10-gauge models, 12- and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer models available, and it features a bottom ejection. All at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Hey, let me tell you one more time this hour about Bay Country Bakery. Bay Country Bakery, when I'm on 50 and headed to or from the deer stand like I did yesterday, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has some of the most delicious, no, not some of, they have the most delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore, Delmarva Peninsula. Enough for everyone in camp, and they serve a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday. Even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. To find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge, on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and Northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has...